If you have your Bibles, quickly open to the book of, we'll read two of them. The first one we'll start with is the book of Ephesians chapter 2. We read that last time. Let's just connect from where we stopped. We have been speaking on the subject of righteousness, talking about the right righteousness, the righteousness of God. We have been talking about that. Ephesians chapter 2. We have been talking about that righteousness, and one of the things I've said again and again, I want to say it again. What is righteousness? Now, last time we tried to explain what righteousness meant, and we read a story of the man who wanted to gain favors with his neighbors when he would have lost his job. He was a manager of a company, and his boss was going to fire him. He now said, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to create favor for myself so that I will be accepted in the homes of people when I will have lost this job. And what did he do? He went to one man and said, how much are you owing? And that one said 1 million naira as an example. And he said, okay, write down 500,000 or write down 100,000. The idea was that he was buying favors for himself. And I use that to illustrate what righteousness, all right, meant again, or what it means again. That is his righteousness. That man was attaining righteousness with his neighbors. That is, anytime they will see him, they will welcome him. Because he said, I want to be accepted in their homes. I want to be able to enter into their homes and receive what I will need at any particular point in time. And that's what righteousness is. So we as Christians, we often do that. We want to be accepted before God. We want to be able to walk into his presence and pray about our needs. We want to be able to walk into his presence and say, I need a job. We want to be able to walk into his presence and say, I need to be healed. We want to be able to come into God's presence and be accepted. We want God to look at us and point, all right, in our direction. You know, I was watching TV, and this is where we make the mistake. I just want to say it again so as to emphasize it. When we think like that, and for that reason, we start doing works, it's called righteousness by works. You understand my point? It's called what? Righteousness by works. And it is not right. It is inferior to the righteousness of God. I was watching TV a few days ago, Christian TV. I know we do it all the time. I know we want to raise money for our networks. Let me say something to you again. If you're a Christian, here, say amen. All right, very good. If you're a Christian, one of the things you must, all right, put in front in everything you do in life is sincerity. Truth. Are you getting my point? For example, let's assume, I want to give you a practical example. Assume this is a church now, and I want to organize a program, and I want everybody to come. There's no point trying to promise blessings that God did not promise. If the aim is I want you to come, I will say it to you straight. If I organize a program, and you don't come, who will come? Please, I'm begging you, come. There's no need to come in and say, listen, there is a special blessing for the look, all those things are talk. And it's not good. If there's a special blessing, say it. Are you getting my point? But if you are not convinced, if you just want people to come, tell them. I've been to places to preach before, and people will say to me, maybe the pastor said, look, we have needs in the church, and I'm supposed to preach. This is what I do. Some people, this is what they do. They start telling stories about, oh, there's a special breakthrough that's about to come your way. Today, if you bring out a seed, it will enter into your life. And the truth is that you just want to meet the needs of the church. Are you getting my point? It's a lie for you to say there's a special breakthrough, because that was not why you mounted the pulpit. There are times the church doesn't have a need. Nobody has a need. But indeed, there is a special breakthrough for those who will do certain things that God wants them to do. It happens. But if that's not the reason why you picked up that mic, don't lie. Say it straight. And that's what I do. If I've done it before many times. I finish my preaching and I close the preaching. I say, praise the Lord. I heard this church is owing money. Who will pay it if you don't pay it? Well, yeah, everybody, let's gather together and pay it. Do you get my point? And you'll be amazed. Christians are good people. The Spirit of Christ in them makes them what? Good people. If you are teaching them the word of God, you'll be amazed at what they will do. Young Icho described how they built, I don't know whether it's the first, but they were saying they built one major church. He went into debt, that is, he entered into a contract that the guys should start building. He realized he had beaten more than he could chew. And he was entering into depression and distress. At the point in time, his wife told him to run away. Because he gave a check, the check was supposed to to enter. And money not there. This is the point. I forgot the detail of the story, but one day in church, one woman rose up and said, our pastor is in trouble. We have to bail him out. You know, they have long hair. So she went, cut her hair, and sold it for a wig. And some people said, oh, that's how they did. A widow came and said, all I have is my bowl and chopsticks. That's all, not like a widow's mite. This is what I want to do. And they kept on doing that. People, one man bought the widow's chopsticks and her bowl, if I remember well, for like $50,000. Said, I want to buy that. He could have gotten that in the shop for $5. He bought it for like $50,000. Everybody started rallying around and they bailed him out of the trouble. It would have been a sin unto God for him to hire somebody to come and say, there is a special breakthrough. Listen, the breakthrough now is that the pastor is about to die. Let's pull him out. He's the one that needs breakthrough, not the rest of us. I was watching TV and they began to read. Somebody sent him $58. His head got corrected. Another one said $58. His teeth got corrected. Another one said $58. His problems came to an end. Another one said $58. His eyes began to see clearly. Another one said $58. I just switched off the television. I said, stop insulting this gospel. If you need money, say we need money. You are a witness in Kingdom World Ministries. All the co-workers, people who work with me, we have a rule. Every month, you must give money. I don't put an amount on it. But you must give that money. It can be 200 naira, but you must make up your mind. If you are my co-worker, you must give money. If it's 10 million, God bless you. You are blessed also. Are you getting my point? Yes, it's clear. You know why? It's simple. I have to pay Omega Channel. Pay the radio broadcast, the radio stations. You understand? Keeping this power, this place powered, you know, with light and everything, it costs a lot of money. All those things cost money. I don't miss words about them. I tell you simply. But I will never get up and start telling somebody that this is for your breakthrough, unless indeed it's for your breakthrough. I've seen people that their breakthrough is closed because they have no faith to give. So such people, you tell them. And this is the good thing about it. Whether you need money or not, tell them. If you're a preacher, you have to teach the truth constantly, not dependent upon what you need. Why did I go into that? We're talking about righteousness. Because as I was watching that day, that's why I talked about that. Somebody was there, and somebody sent $500, and it's a breakthrough came. And it came, all these stories. I felt bad. You know why I felt bad? Many people feel they have not received from God because they have not sent their own $200. Let me say to you again. The only reason God blesses you is because Jesus paid. Let me say it to you again. You cannot pay more than the one Jesus has paid. Anything Jesus couldn't pay for you, you can never get it. Let me say it to you again. Anything you need now, Jesus has paid for it. It is not that your measly $10,000 that will make God do it for you. Let's get that clear. Christians must, because I was watching TV again. I said, this is supposed to be a Christian channel. What are we doing to people? We are deceiving them. Because we are deceived already. Listen, people tell me that I saw this seed. Listen, you see, I've gotten to the point is that there are things that, as you say it, you may have said, tinkle, listen, I've read the Bible enough. You can't tell me the scriptures are wrong. Jesus said, whatever you need, what do you do? Ask. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. He said, I'm not even saying I will come and ask the Father for you. The Father himself loves you. I hope you get my point. What am I emphasizing? Righteousness. Why do we try to do things for God? Because we want to be acceptable before him so he can do for us. And I'm saying to you again, that is not righteousness. It is not the righteousness of God. It's not acceptable. What God is going to do for you, he has done for you because of the sacrifice that Jesus made. You know of the grace of Jesus Christ, Paul said, in that he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. What am I saying? That's what it means for the righteousness of God to be revealed from faith to faith. What does that mean? God has given promises. You are blessed in life because of his promises. Those promises were paid for by Jesus Christ. You cannot, let me say to you again, you cannot with anything today pay for the sins of your ancestors. Jesus paid for it already. Are you getting my point? Behold what? Behold what? That does what? Including those of your ancestors. Righteousness is by faith. What does righteousness mean? It means I'm accepted in God's presence. God looks towards me with favor, and he will do anything for me if it's within his powers. Are you getting my point? And tell me that which is not within his powers. The only thing that hinders God from doing for you and doing for me is what the Bible calls unbelief. And we're going to see it in a moment. Everything in life, when we are receiving from God, is tied to faith. What did I call it? Faith. It is tied to what? Faith. It is tied to faith. What is the primary faith? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for your sins. If you believe that, say amen. He died to make you rich. If you believe that, say amen. He died to heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If you believe that, say amen. There's nothing you are doing to achieve that. All your job in life is to strive to enter into that point. At a point in time, Paul preached. He looked at one woman and said, oh, it looks like, or a man or a woman said, it looks like now you have the faith to be healed. Are you getting my point? What is getting healing into that fellow's body was the faith. Faith is what you need. That is, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. People labor every day by works. That's what I'm trying to talk about again. I was watching TV that day. They were reading it out. You know, letters. I'm writing in from Connecticut. I sent $558 and then now my life is not the same again. And I said, what are you waiting for? Are you sitting down there? Better send your $58 and your life too will not be the same again. I just switched the channel. I switched the channel because I don't like it. I switch the channel because you're not explaining to people that what you need to do is increase your faith in God. What you need to do is understand God and understand the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need to do is to see clearly what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry to say this. I don't like it. I don't even like to sound as if I like causing trouble. But if somebody doesn't speak this, who will say it? Somebody has to tell the truth. Most of the time we talk like that, we need money. That's why we talk like that. I'm sorry, I don't like to do this. But I sit down every day and I say, Christians, you are not being told the truth. Let me say to you again, you don't need to give money to prosper. Your prosperity is not dependent upon your offerings. It's dependent upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Better hear it now. Every day I go to places, I turn on TV, I buy books. That's telling me that if you want to prosper, you must give. I don't nonsense. If you don't tie the devourer come and I let the devourer come in my house, I will eat it for breakfast. Yes, listen, I'm a child of God. Jesus has paid. Don't put me on edge. Don't make me look like a sinner. I am not a sinner. I'm blessed in Christ Jesus. If I give because I love God. I give because I love the person I'm meeting his need. If I see a good work, ask my wife, this is how we live our lives. If I see a good work, I participate. If you want me to dash you money, it's very simple. Come up to me and say, sir, I just bought a car. I will give you money to go and fill the tank. Yes. You don't do anything good in my presence and I don't participate. The gospel of God must be preached. It costs money to preach the gospel. I'm aware of it. So every morning that God gives my wife and I, we make sure that a good chunk of it goes towards preaching the gospel. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to them to save those who believe. It's the power of God unto salvation. For all those who believe. What's the point I'm making? If I believe that, I will give, because it costs money to tell somebody. From all over the world, people are downloading our messages. It's not free. It's free for them. But it's not free for us. We stay up at night. We pay the web host. We pay the web designer. We keep on paying for data to keep things on the web. We pay annually to retain the name. That's the web link. We pay for all those things. It may be free for them, but it's not free for us. I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. If I really believe it and God gives me money, what do you think? If I don't give money towards it, I don't believe. If I don't give money towards it, you know what it means? I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe.
Listen, I want you, next time you want to pray, pray boldly. Don't be afraid that, you know, like one very famous lie in the body of Christ today. Nothing leaves God's hands until something leaves your hand. Very famous lie in the body of Christ. Very popular. That supply does not answer to prayer, it answers to seed. That is not the Bible. You have read the scriptures. Jesus said it clearly, straightforward. Paul also said it. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give to you. Whatever. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. James said, you have not because you ask not. And when you do ask, you ask wrongly. What do I mean by you are asking wrongly? You're asking for contention. You want to spend it on your own lust. Steve has bought a car. What am I waiting for? God, you give me a car. God said, why do you need a car? Because Steve has bought one. That's why I don't give to you. If you settle down, you are convinced that you need it. And you walk up to me and know that I'm the only one that can give it to you. Watch it. It will just be a matter of a short while. It will be in your hands. What am I talking about? People now get up every day. They are trying to do work so that God will give to them. I'm saying to you again today, please stop that nonsense. Especially because God doesn't recognize it. You have been wasting time, wasting money, wasting energy, wasting all your effort. God does not recognize it. And he has sent me this year to go and tell you, stop that nonsense. You insult me every day when you come and say, God, I have given, so you give back to me. God said, you are insulting me. You are insulting me. You are insulting me. I will soon injure you. If you don't stop this nonsense, for every dollar you give to me, I take 100 away from you. I will drill you so much you'll be afraid to give. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. If you don't stop this nonsense, henceforth, every naira you give, I take 100 away from you. I leave you stranded on the main road at night. You will have no help. Cold will almost kill you, except that you're not in a temperate country. Until you kneel down and say, God, have mercy on me, and I will show you mercy. That you don't walk into my presence saying that, God, I have given you, come and give back to me. I will demand the breath that I give to you. That day, I will ask you to pay for it. You had better be careful when you enter into my presence. He said, guard your steps when you enter into the temple of God. Draw near to listen. Rather than to come and be offering the sacrifice of fools. I'm telling you today, many Christians wake up day and night. They are offering sacrifices of fools. Because they think, if I don't give this, I will not marry. Listen to me. Those who had nothing, I gave them husbands. Listen, I will wreck everything you put your hand to do. If you ever give money and walk into my presence and say, God, give back to me. The little you have, I will take it away from you. Listen to the word of God, people of God today. Henceforth, you want anything from God, walking boldly. You know what boldly means? You are not checking anything. You just walk into the throne of grace. And the Bible says you will experience what? Mercy. And you find grace to help in the time of need. You come in boldly. Just as I am. Without what? That song. Remember that song? Just as I am, without one plea. That is, I have nothing else to say but that the blood has been shed for me. You know what I'm teaching again? What am I talking about? Righteousness. I said to you before, let's get back to it. I don't want to connect. You see, some things that you hear every day, it provokes your spirit because they are not right. Jesus is being insulted daily. It's not right. It's not right. Listen, forget your ancestors. What did I say?
Forget your ancestors.
Let me say it again. Forget your ancestors. Whatever evil they did is none of your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Whatever evil they did is what?
None
of my business. None of my business. Doesn't concern me. Say, come and break the curse of the ancestors over my life. First, identify it for me. They say, you have been having problems. Barack Obama has problems. George Bush has problems. No, listen, go to America. The America you are dying to go for, they have problems. Even Jesus had problems. You, that's not a problem. You don't know? Even Jesus had problems. There was a time they caught him, there was no money. You think he just liked to do miracle? Now, serpents may go, they fish for money. don't realize it. I'll give you a scripture. The Bible says he learned obedience from these things that he what? Suffered. He learned obedience from the things that he suffered. He had problems. He had problems. But I like one thing he said. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What am I saying? The problems around your life, they are not a sign of anything. They are not a sign that the devil has a hold of you. They are not. Life has phases. Many of the problems in life that Christians are in, it is because they don't understand where they are in life. They are doing the work of tomorrow, today. The work of today is being left undone. A man that God has given money to pay rent is laying foundation. He's begging for problems. God says, sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. He said, but my cousin Steve has already laid foundation. He's about to roof his house. God said, good. Run into your competition with Steve. And that's where the problem begins. Daddy, please, want to go to the shop. Like, will you keep quiet there? What are they doing there? Why? He has to pay the bricklayer that he can't afford. These children, this is, you just like this shop. Ever since they brought the shop right to this town, you think things have been spoiling. What has spoiled? Nothing has spoiled. Your problem is that you can't afford to give your children the money. What I'm preaching is why you don't have the money. It is because you are paying bricklayers when you should be paying a landlord. Life is in phases. Life is in what? Phases. There is a time that if they see in anything beyond Keke Napep, you should be flogged. It doesn't mean you are not blessed. It just means if they fly you now in an air-conditioned jet, your brain will freeze. You will never prosper. So God says, go to Ife Sinachi. Look for a bus that is not air-conditioned. How does he do it? It is simple. If the air-conditioned one is 4,000, he gives you 2,500. People think that God will come and say, hey, my son, Steve, thou shalt go to Lagos in a heated bus. God said, no, wahala. I go give you money. Go to anyone where you see enter. When you reach there, they say condition bus 4K. He said, oh God, when is it become 4,000? They say, I'm a shift. No, this country, this is not fair. God is telling you. One angel will say, listen, that one is 2,500. You go check your pocket, 2,007 exactly. 50 naira for gala, 80 for pure water, 100 for transfer when you reach Lagos. You go grudgingly go there. One angel is waiting for you. They don't clean your seat. Say, sit down. They go blow hot air on your brain so it will warm up. And walk well. When you get to Lagos, you'll be having dreams and revelations. Between here and Lagos, God will have given you the path to breakthrough. But when you go into the one that's air conditioned, you fall asleep. All the angels will be asking you, hey, see revelation, you are asleep. Do you get my point? Now, why did I say all of those things? I'm not going to explain to you again. Your state in life right now is not proof that the devil is holding your life because of your great-grandfather's sins. It's not. I don't have time to go into it, but there are many reasons. I said to you before, number one reason why Christians have problems. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I was preaching about last week. I said something to them. I said, one major problem Christians have is misunderstanding or misinterpretation of the events of their life. That's it. Something goes wrong. They say it's the sin of my ancestors. And people now make a merchandise of their souls. I've come to you again to explain that it's not the sin of your ancestors. If something goes wrong in your life, there are a number of reasons. Number one, ignorance. Are you getting my point? People will dream. Hey, that's the one that makes me laugh. They dream. What happened? I dreamt that I was flying. What does it mean? An ignorant pastor tells them, it means you were initiated into a particular court as a baby. Bishop Oyedepo dreamt he was flying. He said, it's a confirmation that I'm going to fly private planes. Now he has three. You can sit down and be criticized. Why is he flying private jets? It is because he dreamt the same dream you had and you decided it's because you are an Ogbanje cult. He dreamt the same dream and now he's literally, physically flying. Some people dream that they are sleeping at night and they were swimming. And somebody said, What happened? It's because, you know, mommy water spirit is saying, what is your name again? He said, my name is Osamudi Amen. It means either Osa is short for Orisha, which is water spirit, which they interpret for you. You see books on interpretation of dreams. Lies! If you swam, raise your hand and say, God, the swimming pool at the back of my house will be at least half Olympic size. That's interpretation. I swim in my dream. It means nothing. It means I need to cool down. God has, he has planted me beside many waters. And if you are beside many waters, occasionally you must be baptized. He's there. Go and check the Ethiopian eunuch. He said, what stops me from being baptized? Since that we're in the, beside many, no, what do you call it? Since that we have an abundance of water here. You should know, when you are swimming, it means abundance is coming your way. I like my favorite gospel verse of scripture. Verse 12, Isaiah chapter 66. He said, behold, listen to this. I cause prosperity to flow towards you like what? Like what? And the wealth of the nations like what? What do they do inside rivers? When you have overflowing stream, won't you just enter and just splash around a bit? Don't let any ignorant person come and tell you that the fact that you are dreaming that you, everywhere, you know, you're swimming, it means you have a problem. The one that makes me laugh, they say, you know, if somebody comes to make love to you in your dream, every young man, by the time you reach 13, 14, 15, they are always coming. Am I lying? No, none of you should tell me anything, because he, let me not make you lie now. You certain teenage years, you start imagining things. You watch two films, you dream of it for the next 5 nights. Am I lying? So you are demon possessed. The only demon there is Hollywood. Grow up. The Bible says that you fill your heart with the word of God. If some things are perfect, think of these things. Anything you fill your heart with during the day is what manifests at night. He said, bat, I told the story before, bat is flying and Christians can't sleep. My classmates were children. God, we were children. Teenagers. Not 17, 18. By that time, a lot of us were in university. I'm talking about we're 12, 13, 14, maximum 15. Bats enter the classroom, they close the window, kill the bat, toy it with hand, and roasted it in the fire of a lantern and ate it. Not a story, I was there. I can give you the names of the boys who did the job. I joined amongst those who blocked the window. Now, why didn't I eat? I wasn't used to eating bats. It wasn't because of fear. And how can you cook the bat? Listen, I was present. They thought there was no knife. We were in class reading. There was no light in that classroom. We had a lantern. They removed the shade of the lantern and roasted the bat bit by bit and ate it and continued reading. Many Christians, where have they gone? Deliverance. Because of bat. You hear owl like, go, 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 go. Hey, I cast you in the name of Jesus. Where will it go? No, but you go build house near bush. You wanted cheap land. Now, you bought cheap land, you built your house near the bush. Now the owl is doing his normal duty. You're making noise. You go and carry jobless, ignorant people, pay them money to be casting out owl from around your neighborhood. That's why I like white people. If it's them, they won't sleep again. They go and get camera. They want to film a live owl and take a picture and put it on Facebook and put it on Instagram. And then you're now watching the National Geographic Wild. And you pay money to watch it. If not my people, they go cast her out. Because of unnecessary fear. Because they don't understand that Jesus has delivered them. They don't understand that they have been delivered by the blood of Christ Jesus. Listen to me, if you have believed, you are free. Please stop making me preach this gospel again and again. I don't preach, I'm tired. Please believe it. Let me go on to something else. The fact is, if you have believed, you are free. I said to you, Christians have problems for a few reasons. Number one is ignorance. They misinterpret their dreams for them. Number two, everything has a proper procedure. You cannot take a patch of new cloth, use it to patch old one. We're discussing on Tuesday. You have become a believer, you have to choose. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian. You can't do business the unbelieving way. Because if you do business the unbelieving way, two people are against you. The devil is against you. God is against you. The devil says, why are you not fully on our side? And God says, I can't bless this orukuruku you are performing. You choose one side. And the number three reason, I'm not discussing them in details, is that like I said at the beginning, life has phases. Life has what?
Phases.
Life has what?
Phases.
There is seed time. And there is harvest. What does that mean? Your life is in two phases. There is a time in which all you do is just be planting seed. What do I mean by planting seed? Whatever you are doing, do it well. Cultivate faithfulness. Continue to train yourself. Like I say about business people, as any business you are not willing to learn, don't start it. Don't do it. That no matter how simple it appears, any business needs to be learned. Are you getting my point? You know pure water. Aquarafa, you know, things like that. Hosinga, all those things you see around, Zenel. As simple as it looks, try it. You will know the first 6 months you are learning. To even buy it and sell. Try and buy gala and go to sell without learning that it has expiry date. Now you go chop them. You have to learn it. So what am I saying? Many people are starting things in life. They are in the learning phase. They are in the learning phase. They say it's a sign that they are cursed because they are not making the amount of profit they desired to make. Three things I've told you. One, ignorance. Two, people don't understand proper procedure. And then number three, they don't understand that life has phases. So they start struggling. They think God is angry with them. They think God is not happy with them. I remember I did something when I was a child. God is still punishing me till today. Somebody has asked me for counsel a number of times. Suddenly, a few days after I saw the person last, a few days after that, I suddenly got the diagnosis. I said, this person has not forgiven himself for all the sins of the past. That's the problem with a lot of people. So they get deceived. Listen, my message today is about righteousness. I'm saying to you again, God has forgiven you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Not because of any good thing you did yourself, but because Jesus died for you. Righteousness is by faith. You have to accept it. Prosperity is by faith. You have to accept it. Healing is by faith. You have to accept it. Everything is by faith. Long life is by faith. You have to accept it. Everything in life that you want from God, Jesus has paid for it. Once you accept it, it is yours. You accept it by faith. Christians go up every day. There are people who go to church. Listen, you'll soon get, those of you on my mailing list, you'll soon get another mail, a sermon. The one for this week. I didn't finish it. You'll get it early in the week. I'm talking about the love of God. Now, before I talk about that, let me quickly say something. Okay, let me take a pause here. I'll get back to that love of God matter. Let's read that scripture. I said we should open somewhere. Did we read it? Ephesians chapter 2. All right, let's read that one. Okay, let me start from verse 8. It said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works. Your salvation is not by your works, so that no man may boast. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we will walk in them. Now notice that we are his workmanship. We are what? His workmanship. That is, God made us. God made us. He created us for a particular purpose. Because he made us like that, that is what we are going to do. For example, I am not preaching so as to please God, even though I desire the depths, that is in the depths of my heart, I desire that my preaching will be pleasing to him. Are you getting my point? But I'm not preaching because I want to please God. The reason why I'm preaching is because I was created to preach. Are you getting my point? There was a time Jesus, all right, was contemplating the things of the cross. He said, Father, will I say, deliver me from this hour? He said, but for this cause, I came to this hour. I came to do thy will. In the volumes of this book, it is written of me. He said, thy law is within my heart. What does that mean? That is, there's something inside me, there's nothing else I can do. It is the will of God. We're created for good works. The example I've been given, let me continue because, you see, it's so important as to be able to address the issues of the lives of Christians. The example I've been given is this matter of money. I say, listen, you are not giving to God because you want to prosper. You are giving to God because you are a giver. You hear what I said? You know, one thing that I know it upsets me, I feel bad about it. I hate when Christians are doing things because they are afraid. They don't love the thing they are doing. Are you getting my point? And that's how you see somebody is going on the road. And I've seen it a number of times. Hello, excuse me, sir. God said you should give me 5,000 naira. Has it ever happened to you before? So you know somebody's happened to. Not church, this one on our road. Some people, when they enter a bus, the only reason they give that offering to that guy preaching is they are buying protection for this journey. You enter a bus, maybe it's peace, it's going to Lagos or Nature, whatever it is. As soon as they finish loading, there's one guy who comes near the door. You know now. So that they don't spit in your face, they have learned. They cover their mouths with their Bible. Good morning, children of God, as you're about to embark on this journey, we have to commit it into the hand of the Lord. Who want that? You go commit now. They know. Some of them may have been genuine. Right now, 95% are hungry. Initially, I believe it started as a genuine ministry. But guys have taken it over. And they finish praying. And they say, if you are a child of God, you are believing God for protection, you are believing God for you are believing God for this, you will sow a seed right now. Or if you want me to succeed, you will sow into this ministry. You see, Arm Robber will pass his own offering. Jaguda will pass his own offering. Reverend Father will pass his own offering. Good people, bad people will pass their own offering. Most of them don't like that guy. They don't care about him. They don't work. If his ministry collapses, none of their business. What is just concerning them is that this journey is perilous. Many have gone. It's part of the prayer. Many have gone and they did not come back. Sometimes just to prove that I'm not afraid, those days, I refuse to close my eye. And they've now used to preach. Some people are here. Their hearts are hard. I said, all right. Start. You go see hard hearts. I remember one day, I don't know who was like, was it my wife? But anyway, I was at the Kenny Park. One woman was going sharing track. I explained, listen, make up your mind. You want to beg or you want to preach? I gave it to her straight. You begging, you preaching. Okay, this was even downstairs here. Brother, I said, listen, let's get this clear. Are you begging or you are preaching? If you are begging, have money. Take. She collected. But don't worry me. Don't confuse me to make me think as if you are preaching. This is what I'm making. A lot of people are afraid. You see, they are afraid that, hey, you never can tell. No? Then I give you small money. Let them know this journey, this world is difficult. I said, my protection is not coming from this one. My God is not a mafia boss that you have to pay him small, small, lest he gets angry. He loves me. Are you getting my point? He loves me. He loves me. Listen, I can refuse right now to give one of those preachers 50 naira. Then I turn to somebody who is hungry beside that, dash him 100, 1,000. It doesn't move me. I do what I am doing because I know God loves me. That 1,000 naira is not going to make him save me from a journey, from accident. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No. I give to the fellow who needs because he needs. Christians are too afraid. They are afraid of things that, oh my God, they think that every little thing, let's do so that God will give back to us. Let me say it to you again. God has enough reasons to bless you. Let me say it again. All the reasons he needs in life, he has enough of it. The only one he's begging you for now is that don't remove those reasons. You see, as we go, I told you I was speaking earlier and I was speaking prophetically. I was warning you because if you come to God arguing on what you have done and what you haven't done, you get into a realm where arguments on what you have not done will always win. I've discussed that before. If you do any good work, don't come near God with it. Assume your good work is a jacket. Remove the jacket, hang it outside. Assume your tie is good work. Remove the tie. Keep it outside. Assume your shirt is good work. Remove the shirt, burn it. Assume your singlet is good work. Remove that singlet, wrap it, and throw it on a tree. Assume your belt is good work. What do you do? Remove the belt, Fling it. Assume your trouser is good work. Remove the trouser. You are going to pray. Throw it away. I'm going somewhere. Assume your boxers or quarter is good work. Come on, time. What do you remain? Nakedness. Just as I am, with no cloth. No good, nothing. So why have you come? I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Are you getting my point? That's all the covering I need when I want to ask God for anything. I ask him simply, please, this is so important that Christians understand it. For many, many years, God has tolerated us preaching all kinds of things. People say, before you do something, you first make a vow. Listen to me, your vow from today will fail. Pastor Bangi, let me say it again. From today, the mistake you made was that you came to hear me preach. If you are hearing this on CD, you will not collect the CD. If now on the internet, why did you click to download? Hey, why did you click to play? Now that you have clicked, you have heard it. Hear it again. From now on, your vows will fail. Anything you vow that, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this back, that thing will never work. Listen, even if you have said that, God, if you let me cross this road, I will give that boy money on the other side. That's it. Okada is coming after you. You don't cross me, Okada will just go, boom! You will go like this, figgy, togala, on the floor. God has mercies. None of your bones will be broken. Just small bruises. Why? So that self-confidence might die. So it will die. So that when you want something, say, God, man, this business is sweet. It go bless me. Oh, give me now. God said, take. I don't go promise me anything. So that you go jam me like last time. I don't promise you nothing. This one is my own. God said, fine. This boy has learned his lesson. He has learned. This girl is learning. Listen, some of you need to collect money. Oh, God, please, hear me in a balance. This is not the only thing I have preached, but you need to hear this. Some of you need to earn a salary, eat 100%, and not give a dime. What did I say? Some. What did I say?
Some.
Yes, not everybody. You know why? A friend of mine, something happened to him many years ago. He heard the liberating gospel of God. I was surprised. I thought he knew it because I knew it before then. I learned these things long ago. And he was my friend. We had the same, a similar background. I thought that he must have learned these things. So one day he heard the gospel of the righteousness that comes by faith. I know the first thing he did. He went to church, listen to me, and he resigned from all the departments he was working in church. Now imagine that you are coming to Kingdom World Ministries. You're a co-worker. Then you heard that gospel. You say, I'm not a co-worker anymore. Initially, I was surprised that, that's not the aim of that gospel. Then I understood that, no, it's vital he resigns. You know why? I suddenly understood that until that time, he was doing those things because he wanted to gain favors with the Lord. So when I say some, that's what I mean. There are some, they give first fruit. They are afraid lest the rest of the year is not fruitful. They give a tithe because they have seen the devourer. He carries a pump action machine gun, a shotgun coming after them. So they paid the mafia boss. You know the mafia boss? Yes, God. So if this is your protection money, keep the devourer off my back. It's business. Some have given offerings. Why? As my children are going to school, let something go wrong against them, they give offering. Some Jobic offerings, not Jobic. Lest my children sin in their hearts. They keep giving offering like that. As they pay for shipment to come from China, they go to church. They drop in the offering basket. That the pastor going to say something happen. Because offering basket go heavy. When they want to carry it like this, it will be like 12 spies coming from promised land. Why? Because a businessman is expecting container from China. Those are the kinds of people that I'm preaching to. And I said, go home, eat all your money. Because those offerings are not acceptable. They are not working for you. They are not blessing you. There are some people, they are regular, that is, tithe, offering, first fruits, they are regular. And listen to me. You know, I tell you, say, the mistake where you make, now say, you go click download. So you have heard this message. I don't wreck all your savings now. I've wrecked it. Those offerings, they don't work for you. They've done nothing for you. Pastor Banky, Be careful. This year, and I mean you this year. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
I chop one kind of anointing targeted against you this year. After now, you will please God.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
After now, your offering will resound in heaven. Amen. The one you have done up till now will not work. But God saw your heart. So he has sent me to come and repackage you. I hope you are getting what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
You have been repackaged. All those seeds you drop before you go for interview is why you forget everything when you enter there. God said, seal his head. He won't remember anything. His faith is not in me. It's in his offering. Seal his brain. Make sure he doesn't remember anything. I told you about the young man who wrote us a mail. He said, that interview, he sealed it with the power of the tithe. And he gave an offering. And he covered the whole thing, encapsulated the power. Okay, fine. The day of the day they rejected him from that new job, they fired him from the former one. Oh God, there are things I see. I know it's the Holy Spirit. I say, oh Lord, God loves this young man. God loves this young man. God loves this young man. You know, those days, I won't give you details yet. When I was in university, God did something similar to me. Some people were preaching some gospel. If you do this, you will prosper. You have to do this. I said, listen, it doesn't fit this gospel of grace and the righteousness of God I have understood. They said, no, you do this, you will prosper. Okay, fine. I said, all right, let us try. Now I try. God said, yeah, banky, you. You that will deliver people from me later. By preaching the truth, you have been told a lie. You are believing it. Fine. Now I send Deborah after me. Deborah said, where your money? Collect all the money in my pocket. Money finished. The Deborah stole everything. I go meet the man who preached the gospel to me. Say, you said that he can't change the gospel. Say, you see, this is the seed. The harvest is coming. My friend, get away. You told me that. Prove me now. Now. Prove me now. I don't prove it now. Things don't scatter now. You won't come change the gospel now. Tell him, say, this one and see. Tomorrow something else will happen. Now, throw in gospel. Go collect my Bible. Read John. Listen. Me that Christ has died for to set me free. You want to put me in bondage again? I said to you, I know what I'm saying. I'm saying it boldly. Many of you, your next salary is a commandment. Many. Eat everything alone. And you will not die. And you will prosper. In fact, that is a month you will have increase. Why I have withheld your increase till now is that you have been working towards your increase by yourself. You know, they calculate your tithes, your offerings, your first fruit, your vow for promotion. God says, okay, I'll go hold them. The day you come and say, God, the money don't finish. How far now? How far with what? All your offerings. I say, I'm not collecting them. Waiting happen. Somebody else will come. Yes. I say, God, no, be serious. What do you mean? I have the check stubs here. Did you give it to me? You see my hand for that? Gabriel, we did it. No, that day we didn't come to church, sir. All right, fine. Say, Lord, how will we do now? Ask me. How will we do? Say, Lord, how will we do now? Ask again. Beg. Say, Lord, please now. I'm broke. Find me something. God said, fine. Gabriel, release it. They do not show you the one that Jesus paid for. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
In one day, you will get three times the amount of promotion you have sold seed for 3 years for. And they will drag your ear. Oh, girl, oh, boy, this is the one Jesus paid for. He said, yes, sir. He said, from now on, when you want anything, ask for the one Jesus paid for. Say, all correct, sir. Say, come back here. It means praying in the name of Jesus. He said, now I get it. Say, Lord, should we still give offerings? Decide by yourself. If your brother is in need, will you give to him? All correct. Yes, we will. Fine. So whatever I have given you is not only for yourself. Share it as I give you the opportunity. If my gospel must be preached and you believe in that gospel, will you give towards it? He said, yes, sir. Good. Anything I give you, share it as I give you the opportunity. Do you get the point? Say, yes, sir. Never come back here asking for the one you paid for. Always come back here asking for the one that Jesus paid for. I hope you have gotten my point.
Yes, sir.
Please, I hope you are free.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. If you don't want to give, don't give. Let me say to you clearly, no be by force. What do you talk? If you are a wicked soul, hold your money. It doesn't bless anybody. If you gave it, it won't bless you too. So just chop it, at least that one is complete. But if you love God, my God,
If he loved you, I told you at the beginning, a few minutes ago, I preach not because there's a pressure on me to preach. That if I don't preach, now something will work. No. I preach because I know I have, oh God, I have an anointing. It's not found in every other house. It's not found in every other street. You can go to 50 African countries and you don't find it anywhere else. You can go to the United States and nobody has it. So why should I cover it and hide it? I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. A woman called me a few days ago. Don't call me tired. That was yesterday. I finally took the call. She said, sir, sorry that I've been harassing you, but you need to hear this. He said, you said something to me a few years ago. You said you are not a prophet, you are just a teacher. But hear the word of God. He said, everything you said has come to pass. Now, if I hear that, why won't I go and preach the following day? I don't know where I get my point. It's inside me. His law is within my heart. He puts preaching out of my mouth. I preach so nobody was begging me to preach. I just wanted to marry a woman. And now she has agreed to marry me just to talk. I preach so she tired. One day I said, let me share with you. She said, I don't want to hear. I said, wait a minute. It's every day, all you do is preach, 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 preach. Ah. Listen, I did not even realize it has reached that level. I use as an illustration. You are a child of God. Amen?
Amen?
He has put good works inside you. He has. He has. He has. You don't have to steal. You know your future is secure. You see, they say Christians enter into political office, they start stealing money. I can't understand why Christians steal money in political office. What is glaring to me when you enter those offices is that you will disgrace the name of the Lord. That's what's glaring to me. God knows I'd rather trek in righteousness than for anybody to point and say, that one says a pastor. It was when he built this house, when he was minister. What about your future? Listen, if I never leave a tiny village in maybe somewhere deep in or local government there, my children will be, they will be presidents. They will go to any school in this world they desire. They will fly to any country on this earth that their soul can imagine. If they want to look at the earth from Mars, they will look at it. How do I know? It's a simple request I have made of my God. So let me have all the goods of the king of Sodom. I won't take a pin from him. I'll tell him, take it, lest you say I made Abraham rich. They put him in political office as a Christian. It's not an opportunity for anything more than to do good. You give me one naira bribe, I can't take it from you. For what? Listen, all this declaration I've been declaring, it's because I'm a child of God. Why do I want to dine with the devil? I know what people do, and he opens the door for the devil in their lives. I don't like the devil's company. The guy smells. I don't want his company. What am I going to say? A Christian, we're not going to office saying, hey, let's not steal because we want to go to heaven. That's not the reason. Let me tell you the truth. Still, you will go to heaven faster. You say, why? Because God will kill you early. If you see all those people that are still, and God never beheaded them, and they are still stealing, they are not true Christians. They are not born again. They are religionized people. Digging for church. They will finish stealing, bring offering to church, drop them, and God not behead somebody. The guy is not a believer. Trust me, he's not a Christian. Now, church ain't just they go. They don't make him deacon, not mean nothing. Just mean saying tithe, they regular, and offering, they fat. That's all. Doesn't mean he's a Christian. Christianity can be a language. Bless you, sir. It is well. Amen. You can learn it. Don't you watch home videos? Remember Pastor Weaver? The guy spoke in tongues. And I saw him once. The guy was not a believer, man. Because in Nigeria, believers don't smoke bens in their hedges. The guy came around and said, they came to do a movie. They were our neighbors. Ah, I said, see, Pastor Weaver. Hey,
I see the guy, man, the guy, they fell, come waiting to have him, they rock the babes, waiting concern him. That one, I film. There are many deacons in churches, they are acting movie. Praise the Lord, now film. Now acting. Choir leader is an actor. There are many pastors that are actors also. All you need to see the wise men of TV Joshua. You say those guys should be in Hollywood. They will make more money than working for that joker. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hey!
And adults believe it. Adults, they wake up in the morning. They are going for TV Joshua church. You know, human beings love to be deceived. Yes. What am I not going to say? Listen. Your title is Deacon, don't mean Jack. Doesn't mean anything. Because if you're a true child of God, we put you in political office, you start stealing. Look, let me tell you the truth. Listen, listen. God will flog you well. Your flogging will be louder than normal. Some people will steal 1 billion. They will give them 2 months imprisonment or half a million. What do you call it? Fine. You will steal 50,000. They'll give you 10 million naira fine and 7 years imprisonment. It's not injustice. It is the correction of the Lord. When you enter into jail, the day you arrive, one kura that is the chairman, president of the jail will turn you to the houseboy. Oh yeah, pastor, lie down there. Let me put my leg on your back. When you come out, after 2 years, God will release you. You will now come and say, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I obey your word. It's the scriptures. What am I saying? We are not refusing to steal because we are afraid we might go to hell. No. We are not thieves. Christians are not rogues. They are children of God. Stealing is not their character. Stealing is not your character. Are you getting my point? That's why we do good works. I'm explaining the righteousness that is by faith. That's what I'm explaining. I'm explaining that righteousness that is by faith. We do good works because we have been made righteous. It comes out of our soul. It's there. What the world tries to do is to confuse us so that we don't know. Let's read this scripture. This one is very important. This one is from 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to read something here. I just want to read verse 1, then we'll go to the main verse I want to read. It says, Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. I just like that expression, the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. It said, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Savior. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge. Everybody say true knowledge. Of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. And I said, for by this he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Notice the word promises. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and then not self-control, then perseverance, then godliness, brotherly kindness, and then last of all, love. Now where I'm going is verse 9. Let me read verse 8. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Please notice that. He who lacks these things, he said, is blind or short-sighted. He said the person has forgotten his purification from his former sins. Now, please notice that I want us to read something else. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Now, Paul was saying something here through Timothy to the people. He was saying that they should know how to take care of widows and those who are in need. And he gave them laws. Please notice this. I will just use the opportunity to explain this law again.
And he gave them certain laws in the church on how to run the assembly. He said, if any woman says she's a widow, and she's part of it, he said, this is the summary of it. Before you put a widow on the church support, you understand? That she must fulfill certain criteria. And one of those criteria, all right, is that she must not have a Christian who's a relative who has capacity. Let me put it like that. It says such people, such Christians should take care of the widows of their household. Are you getting my point? That if she's not a true widow, this is summary. Let's use an African setting. She's not a true widow if her nephew is in that church and he drives a car. Are you getting my point? He's fooling it. That's not a true widow. I know she doesn't have husband, she doesn't have children, she doesn't have anything, but she has relatives, close relatives, who claim to be Christians. Now, he now said, if anyone does not provide for those of his household, he has denied the faith. That's verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, I'm not talking about how to support your family people right now, but I just need to drop this one. This is the one a lot of women quote for their husbands. Support the family. You are an unbeliever if you don't bring money for school fees. Listen, men should pay. Amen?
Amen.
It's good and godly and righteous and commanded, but that was not what Paul was saying. What Paul was saying is that you day city, they chop life. Your auntie is in the village and the local Anglican church are the one giving her food to eat. You are looking for trouble. I don't know whether you get the point. You just bought the latest, Galaxy S3 came out last year. S4 is coming out next week. And you already have the money for the S4 already. iPhone 5 is still hot in your hand, though. You don't need to browse for iPhone 6, but Galaxy X4 is coming out next week and you're waiting. But in the village, not your father, not your mother now, your auntie's roof is leaking. She has no children. She's a widow. God says, I will command two thieves to come after you. One shall take your iPhone 5. The other shall collect your Galaxy S3. And the third one shall give you a slap, hoping that you will wake up and realize what life is about. Are you getting my point? Yes, go and read my book, How to Work for God and Grace to Prosper. I discussed those things inside that. Let me not go into that now. But why did I read this? Paul was explaining, and Peter also, that if anybody is not doing good works as a Christian, it is because they have denied the faith. He said, if these qualities are not in you, you have forgotten that you have been cleansed. You have neglected to pay attention to the word of God. Are you getting my point? These are not the things, listen to me, that you do so that God may bless you. No. These are things you do because you're in the faith. You see, let me say it again. I look at Christians sometimes. One day, I was talking to a brother. He was plotting for his prosperity because he had given. And I pointed to him, say, bros, don't be like that, though. That the seed is the word of God. I hope you're following what I'm saying.
Yes,
the seed is not money. The seed is what?
The word of God.
All the acts of generosity. All the things we do, giving, offerings, all of that, helping people, parting with money. There are signs that we have not departed from the faith. Let me say something. I'm watching my time. I don't want to overshoot today, really. I don't want to overshoot. You know, I read something at the beginning. It said, seeing that his divine power has granted to us. Now, it said, it says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. No, I'm looking, jumping one scripture. Hey, where are you? Verse 4. It said, for by this he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises. Listen to me.
What you run your life by are the promises of God. What you fix your hope on, they are the things that God promised you. Let me say this to you again. It's very important we get this clear. Because why I wrote the book, How to Work for God, is that I felt sorry. You know, the Bible says that Jesus looked at the Israelites, saw them scattered on the slopes. What did he say? They were like sheep without shepherd, and he had compassion on them. I'm sorry to say this. Sometimes I look at Christians and I feel sorry for them because they are like sheep without shepherd. Worse, for many of them, they have shepherds that only know how to milk them and cut their fleece. I'm sorry. And I look and I feel bad. I see men, women laboring concerning things that will not prosper them. It will not profit them. Are you getting my point? I see people wake up. They are irresponsible at work, but they must give first fruits. And what pains me is not the money they are giving, is that they actually think they will prosper. That is the one that hurts my soul for them. You see people who are sexually immoral. They are very regular tithers. And somebody's have been present. When a man says, even if it is blood money, bring it, that we will wash it with a bigger blood. And criminals jumped forward to give blood money because they thought that in giving blood money, they will prosper. They will be saved. He said, they have healed the heart of the daughters of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when indeed there is no peace. It hurts my heart. That was why I wrote the book, How to Work for God. Are you getting my point? Now listen, you're not working for God like this. I know you go to church. I know if Pastor Banky is going, you run after him. A briefcase. Wait, wait on, sir. Wait on, sir. But you will not prosper like this. You will die suddenly like this. Many people have entered into ministry hoping that God will be pleased with them. It is the very reason God killed them. The very reason. He said, who told you to touch this ark? Who sent you to touch this ark? I know you think you love me, but I'm sorry. I said to you clearly, guard your steps. When you come near my temple, draw near first of all to listen. You must know how to serve me. Many have tried to serve God and they have died in the process. Please, I do not, listen, oh God. Once I was watching a man on TV. I told my wife, I told the people who were with me. I said, this man is not a preacher. They call him a bishop. I said, this man is not a preacher. I watched his wife preach. I said, this woman is anointed. But because people probably wouldn't accept, she pushed her husband, they coronated him bishop. Is it crowned him? What is the proper word? Ordained or crowned him? Anyway, whatever it is, he came out with title bishop. I saw him once preach on TV. I said, my God, this man is not a preacher. He died 2 years later. I said, this man is not a preacher. Once, not twice. I just sat down. I told him, I said, this man is not a preacher. 2 years later, he was dead, having been sick for 1 year. The day I heard it, I said, go and arrest his wife. Tell her you have killed your husband. You are preaching. Please go and listen to my series, The Survival and the Death of Moses. Your preaching guarantees nothing. You know, people have said it before. When I entered the plane, you heard the gist. I saw Billy Graham. I knew that. See, his name is Billy Graham. Ask what happened to William Marion Branham. Billy Graham has never smelled the kind of power that William Marion Branham had. A car knocked him neat. He was inside his own car. Broke him to pieces. His wife died. His wounded hand raised his wife from the dead before he died. You go and enter a car with him because he thinks you preserve your life. You'll be the one to die first. Let me say something to you. Don't be pursuing God in ministry matter because you think, by this, we shall be saved. By this, we shall live long. By this, we shall prosper. Go and ask Uzzah. Uzzah was supposed to go to farm that day. He said, now me go ride the ox. We go bring the temple of God back into Israel. He done the plan. Say, I go use tie, touch and small, and nothing go enter my body like this. Other than our prosperity. Oh boy, they didn't make it through the first leg of the journey. Some people think, no, how can I go to the farm when the ark of God is about to be moved? No, the ark of God must always be first. Don't say, you will die. Say, no. Guard your steps. Say, no. We must go and move the ark. You know what they think? They think that God will bless them because they carried an ark. God said, except say, I send you. Go carry that ark. If you touch it, I will personally kill you. Not the devil. There are jobs I do myself. The Bible says, therefore God killed him. It was not the devil. He said the anger of the Lord broke out upon Uzzah. And he died there. There are jobs that the devil is too small for. When it comes to enforcing, don't touch the ark, the devil will move back and say, guys, if we kill this guy, the current, you know, say person there electrified like this, you touch him, you too. The devil say, this one will kill us. Leave him, leave him. Let the guys who are coming from the presence of God kill him by themselves. No, I'm bringing all of that up. People forget that the reason why God is blessing them is because of his magnificent promises. That's why I brought it up. Why God is blessing you is because of his magnificent what? Promises. Not because of your guru sending after him. No, it is because he said, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ is acceptable and I will pour my blessing upon that fellow. He said, that person's sins are washed away. I give that fellow all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That is the reason why I'm blessing them. And anyone, no matter how much they have labored for me, if they don't come with that, that's why many pastors will still be poor, they will be sick, they won't have success in life. Because once they think, because, like they say, I'm a man of the cloth, therefore everything will be well. Because they shrug shoulder like they say, I don't bless people because they of the profession. I bless my people because of my promises. If they are coming, they should carry the promises and declare, listen, let me tell you the truth. You know, I told you, some of you, this month's salary, you are commanded not to give a couple from it. I hope those of who I'm talking to, they know. Some people know this. I'm not talking to myself. I know. I'm not talking to my wife. I know. Because these are people that I know, they don't give to God because of what they are going to get from him. But those of you who have been doing it, thinking that's the key to your prosperity, I give you a commandment today. This month's salary, eat every kobo. That will kill your fear. You won't die. The devourer, you see him running out of your house. Because what has kept him there up till now is your self-righteousness. I hope you get what I'm saying. You want to prosper? Dig into the word of God and bring out the word of prosperity. Hey, are you getting my point? Dig into that word and do what? Bring out the word of prosperity. You know my own now. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river. And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Recently, you know, last year I prayed one kind of prayer. I told my wife, watch it this year. Just watch. Okay, now I'll call her and say, baby, see. And then she will shout. He said, this man, I didn't watch you. Because there are times God will just send a blessing upon me. I said, did I not warn you that something is about to happen? I hope you're getting my point. It has asked, I have never said, you know, for all the years we have sowed. Not lie. If you utter that one, your years of sowing is about to start again. You want blessing as a Christian? It's the divine promises. Dig them out. Pick them up. Line them upon your path. Look into today and say to the day, listen, you are filled with goodness for me. Why? Because goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Good works come out naturally out of that faith. You know the way it is when, maybe, let me give an example now. Assume you say, you work and they pay you small money. Let's just say 500 naira as an example. And your brother has been coming to ask you, say, for 100 naira. You know, I not get. Anytime the boy calls, he don't start again. What is he looking for? You know that kind of thing. Then, you go work. Your guy just deep hand for pocket. from now on, it's not 500 naira. It's 5,000. Boah. Next time your brother calls, before the phone beginning, so Andrew, what are you talking here? How much time you needed? 100 naira. Is it going to be okay? Are you sure? 100 naira. Did you not say the handout was like 90? He said, yes, bros. Let's just be sure, because some of these lecturers, they may double the price. Let's just give you 200 for the handout. Then this 15 naira for this, and then at the end of the day, just see me. Let's just round everything to 500. This is you that they've been pursuing. We don't have a quenched phone because of 100 naira. Are you getting my point? Because you suddenly found what the Bible calls great spoil. And the Bible says, I rejoice at thy word. Like him that finds what? Great spoil. If the word of God enters you, generosity will come out of you like the Macedonians. You won't have, you still give. Do you get my point? Listen, when Christians don't do good works, it is because the word of God is lacking in their lives. And let me say this to you again. All those ones motivated by fear and the desire to attain righteousness with God, don't get them anything. Do you get my point? Let me tell you what God is doing in your life. He wants to bless you. He sends you a word. You know, I told you before, life has different levels. What did I say? There are those who fast for a week and pray for a month and give for a year and save for 3 years to attain prosperity. It works. It's a certain level. Remember the story I told? One man stopped by the river and Buddha, you know Buddha, the Buddha that they worship now, saw him. And he turned to Buddha and said, I walked across this river. Buddha said, how did you manage? He said, I practiced austerity for 20 years. Now I can walk across the river. And Buddha said, 20 years to walk across the river. Why didn't you pay the ferryman 1 shilling if he'll carry you across? Fasting for 1 week, praying for 2 weeks, giving for 1 year, saving for 3 years to prosper. You can go. That's your austerity for 20 years. I will do the Jabez way. It's easier like that. I will ask God, oh, that you will bless me indeed. And give me 5 motor cars, nice houses. You know I like big house. Make me very comfortable. And make me go to Switzerland with all my children for skiing once a year. I know the Bible says, Banky, are you sure that will make you happy? We're small. It will go a long way. Any other thing? When we come back from Switzerland. And God is not moved. Say, fine. He starts arranging events. You will prosper so much. Swiss government will give you a land. Help you build a house. And pay your flight, you and your family, every year. Those who are saving and fasting and giving towards it, they are still on it. So, at the end of the day, they have their own testimony. You know? After we did this for 6 years, finally, we broke through. So, boy, it worked for you, Abby. May God bless you. I prayed for 2 minutes. A friend of mine gave me a testimony once. He called me. He told me how his mother got a visa. He lives in Canada. How his mother got a visa to come and visit them. That they had tried everything, tried every method. He said one day he listened to this message, the series we preached here, titled Anatomy of Prayer. And I described just speaking to God, not with big English, just out of the passion of your heart. Just settle down and tell him the way this thing is. I'm not quarreling because of my mother-in-law. I'm not quarreling with anybody. Lord, me too, I just like to carry this thing they call a child. He said he sat down on the staircase in his house on the floor and said, Lord, please, give my mother a visa. I want her to come and visit us. The next time she went to the embassy, bam, she was in Canada. He called me. He said he listened to the message. I told you, Christians are too, they are too strong. Some of you, you know why you have been having problems? God said, let's weaken this boy. Let's weaken this girl. It too guesses. It's true. So you go run, plot. It no go walk. You go pray. Your voice go crack. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God said, what is the matter? We have been trying to reach your throne. Okay, I'm waiting. When you not reach it, may not call me. In the name of Jesus. He said, no, that fast. We're eating during the fast. We should not be breaking it. We'll for just go good run. 14 days, nothing. God said, you want to come to heaven, apparently. He said, no. Want to see your power on the earth? It's all right, continue. How many of you know, have you heard of St. Francis? Is there Francis? St. Francis used to use all this, fight for St. Francis of Assisi. Don't, after a while, he found that it doesn't work. If it is his flesh, it does not remove evil thoughts from their hearts. If you like, shut yourself inside a monastery, and you are eating through a hole in the wall. The next time they give you food, your hand touches the hand of the woman who brought the food. Passion will enter through your body again. He saw this man said this thing does not work. He gave it up. Christians are still queuing up there, trying to kill themselves with the works of their own flesh. God said, draw near to the throne of grace. That's why some people are having problems. They are too smart. God said, lie down one day and say, I'm tired. He said, pray, no, I'm feeling sleepy. Say, fast, and I lie, I'm hungry. The last fast I did, I saw visions. It was the vision of the devil. Let me not give occasion to evil spirit again. God will say, he has gotten the point. She has gotten the point. Pour an abundance upon that fellow. Then the fellow will come and they say, how did you prosper? Say, ask God. I asked God in the name of Jesus, not in the power of my good works. And this was what he did for me. He said, are you not going to pray? I will continue to pray, but this time not the kind of prayer before. This is we take the word of God and utter it. We study the word of God. We discover what he wants to do on the earth. For example, he says, the Lord saw and it displeased him. So we now know that injustice is displeasing. So next time we see a policeman arrest somebody who did nothing and put him in jail, we turn in the direction of that station and say, Lord, that man will not be a policeman in under 24 hours. And next day you see the man has been sacked. Why? Because the Lord saw and it displeased him. You start praying the word of God. It's called grace. Tell your neighbor grace. It's called grace. That's what it is. It's not our own labor. You have labored till now. I've come to tell you again. This year, your labors must end.
Amen.
This year, you must step into grace.
Amen.
What is grace? It's simple. You put in little effort. God puts all the necessary effort to bring results into your life. I hope you have gotten my point today.
Yes,
I hope you have gotten my point today.
Yes,
don't go back to God insulting him. He's desiring to bless. That is the way he wants to bless you. You will wonder, why have I not been blessed all this while? And I've given you the message today. It is because we have not allowed him. He said, elevate the valleys, bring down the mountains. Make a smooth way, an express way for the Lord in the wilderness. Then the glory of God will be revealed. Many of our valleys, many of our mountains, they are our wrong thoughts, our wrong ideas. We have thought that, what can we do to deserve from God? Because anything that you need to do to deserve from me, Jesus has done it. Don't bother. Just come freely. Freely. And I will give to you. I hope you've gotten my point.
Yes.
If you're blessed, they say amen.
Amen.
Just bow down in your heads and begin to give the Lord. And say, Father, I thank you. Because your word came forth.